Das vergeben wir sehr gut.
Bravo.
Parashat Noach.
We have to remember the Zohar says that Chas V'Shalom to think that the Torah is a history book. The Torah is past and present and future, says the Zohar. It's a message. It means that the Torah tells us about Noah, that Noah survived the destruction of the world. It's a message for a person. That Chas V'Shalom, something is going to happen, he has to be like Noah. That's what the Zohar says. The whole Torah Zohar says, don't read it just to know Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. It's nothing the Zohar says. Yosef, brothers, something. It's every sentence is a message. And you can see the future from, if you know how to read, you can see the future from the sentences. Everything is being predicted in the Torah. It's a future tense as well. But the way the Torah tells us like this, as the Parashat Torah ends, that Hashem decided he's going to get rid of this world since people don't behave. Sounds in the Torah, the reason is abomination, disbehavior of people. As it says in the text. And the last sentence was, Hashem, Noah found favor in Hashem's eyes. It doesn't say why. The Torah says, Hashem likes Noah. Even though the Gemara says, the angels upstairs don't like him. They told Hashem, don't leave him also, get rid of him and finish with the world. It's a shame you created mankind. We did tell you, the Gemara says, the angels told Hashem, we did tell you, don't do it. You didn't listen to us. Look, a disaster. Nevertheless, it's Parashat Noach. Etodot Noach. The translation of that sentence means those are the descendants of Noach. And the Torah continues, Is Sadik Tamim. Noach was holy, and if we say in America, a little naive. Simple explanation. But Gemara says that means something else. It means he's humble. Comes the Gemara and says, look, it says in the Torah, those are the descendants of Noah. And here you tell me a description about Noah, and he's holy. The Gemara says, you know what? The descendants of a person are his good deed. It's good if the Torah would have told me what Noah did. We don't know no information about Noah. Torah says he's holy. Holy doesn't mean good deed. Holy is an adjective about a person. He's holy, but you have to know, why is he holy? So tell me something about Noah. Torah doesn't say anything about Noah. He's holy. He's holy, so you don't call it descendants. The Gemara says descendants are the ma'asim tovim, that he does good things. Okay, so the Torah should have said. And Noah did certain things. Doesn't say what he did. It's no information. Hashem likes him very much. He doesn't say why. Angels hate him. They want Hashem to kill him. Hashem, no, leave him alone. He's tzaddik. Comes the Gemara and says, let Noah being described as a tzaddik, and only one more person ever in the Tanakh being described as tzaddik, this is Yosef. Sefer Amos, not even in the Chumash. And the Navi says, the brother sold Yosef and he got a pair of shoes. The Navi says, tzaddik, Yosef is tzaddik. Well, Yosef is tzaddik, we understand. Not Noach is a tzaddik. Come to Gemara, listen, only those two people are being called in the Tanakh tzaddik. Can you imagine? Nobody else is called tzaddik. Tzaddik is a very easy thing, by the way. It's not something very high. The highest thing is called Ne'eman, says the Mishnah. The lowest, you say somebody is a tzaddik, it means it's almost no compliment tzaddik. The person should be tzaddik. But again, in the whole Torah and whole Tanakh, you don't see the word tzaddik as a description. You see the word tzaddik, but not as a description on the person. And says, how come it doesn't say Moshe tzaddik, Aaron tzaddik? Nothing. Avraham tzaddik, Yitzchak, nothing. Yaakov, nothing. Nobody tzaddik. How come he's not tzaddik? Only Noach tzaddik. Why? What did he do? No information about it. Of course, the Zohar says that tzaddik means very, very holy and pure. Still, the Gemara, the Zohar describes Avraham being very holy, very pure. But he doesn't deserve the title tzaddik. Avraham doesn't deserve it. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, much higher than Avraham Yitzchak. Nothing tzaddik about him. Tzaddik, wow. comes Hashem to Noach and he tells him, listen, Noach, this is the end of this world, and the reason is because there are theft on this world. Comes the Gemara and says, look, let's speak. The Torah tells us the description of the world. The morality of the world was very low, and Hashem decided to destroy the world. Doesn't say anything about theft. Even Hashem comes and approaches Noach. He tells Noach, "Malaretz Hamas mipnim." Everybody is stealing. The Gemara says they used to steal from each other, hide. Bad thing. Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. It's true. Says the Torah says last week that people don't behave, but the destruction was because of theft. Somebody asked somebody, "What's worse, this misbehavior of people or somebody steals?" Says, sir, what's the punishment today? See the punishment in court. Somebody steals something. The Gemara says, "What did they steal already?" The Gemara says, "People used to go to the market and used to so-called taste the food that people had for sale. At the end of the day, the men got nothing to sell because everybody just tasted it." The Gemara says they saw less the value of a puta, of a penny. So Gemara says, so for this Hashem destroyed the world? Gemara says, yeah, for this. You go to the store and you want to taste a cashew, you want to taste a candy, tell me in your mouth. I said, you should know. Less life, you are in the time of the Mabul. You may not take anything without permission if it has no value. Gemara says, what was the value of the thing that they took? Gemara says, less than a penny. Gemara says, less than a penny? So what's the problem? Gemara says, for this Hashem destroyed the world. Comes the Gemara and says, listen, Ben Noach, Nerak Pachim Shabbatah. The Gemara says, you see a guy in the supermarket, open up a chivya's box, and they take a chivya out of the box. The Gemara says, you don't need court, you don't need judge, you don't need nothing, no police, you go and you kill him. Ben Noach Nerak, Zalacha. He says, what is this? The Gemara says, look, the Mabul came. Hashem destroyed the world because of a little cashew, a little peanut. How's it possible? And Hashem tells Noach, and Hashem wants so-called to answer himself. He tells you, Noach, listen, I'm going to destroy the world. And Hashem so-called excuses himself. He says, it's because people steal. That's the problem? Didn't you tell Hashem yesterday, Shabbat we had in the Torah, the destruction is going to come because of abomination. Hashem regretted that he created mankind. And Hashem doesn't tell Noach. No, listen, Noach, I decided to destroy the world. It's not your business. Hashem owes him anything. Nevertheless, Hashem gives him also a title. Hashem tells him, you know what? You're the tzaddik. Says the Gemara, Hashem tells somebody in his face, never, never, never find information that enough that Hashem tells somebody up front to his face, you tzaddik. No Moshe, no Aaron, nobody. So no, Hashem did. Why Hashem is telling him this? For what? And after Noah found favor in Hashem's eyes, okay, Hashem is going to save him, fine. But it's nothing to do with the tzaddik, it's not tzaddik. What is it in tzaddik? Hashem is telling him it's a tzaddik. Since when Hashem gives compliment to people? And then Hashem said, since you're tzaddik, that's what I'm going to tell you. What I want you is to go and build a teva 120 years, go chop, see the trees, go get trees from next to Iran, next to Turkey over there, bring it, and 120 years you're going to have to be a carpenter. To build a teva, I give a specification, the blueprint, all the animals in the world are going to come to your teva. You bring them in, and then in the same time that you're building it, 120 years, you're going to go collect food for all the animals. It's going to be a journey inside the ark. Hashem didn't tell him how long, but Hashem told him you bring a lot of food. And then you're going to come inside the teva, and you lock yourself in the teva. You can't go outside, you can't look outside. I'm going to my mother destroy the world. He said, Hashem, didn't you say I'm a tzaddik? He said, I'm a tzaddik. He said, I found favor in your eyes. So you want to save me? That's how you save me? Don't save me like this. He made me a zookeeper. The Gemara says, one floor for sure was just for dirt. Can you imagine? Noach was in the Teva 365 days. Can you imagine the smell in the Teva? There were no windows, no air conditioners, no fans, nothing. He was not allowed to open the window to throw dirt outside. Can you imagine, if you drive next to the Bronx Zoo, you can imagine what happened inside the Teva. And this is the Tzaddik. The Gemara said, Shem, son of Noach, met Eliezer, servant of Abraham. Eliezer asked him, tell me what happened in the Teva. So Shem told him, I want to tell you something. One year, my father and us did not sleep for a second. We had to run around and feed the animals like a clock. One time my father was late for the line and the line hit him. I said, excuse me. I said, that's what you mean, Tzaddik? That Hashem loves Noah so much? He made him a zookeeper. And one year he had no rest for a second. A second. That's not called Hashem loves somebody. And then Hashem loves somebody, he's in paradise. But he's not inside a box with no light, with nothing. Come to Gemara and tells us information. It's called Elohim et Noach. Sounds, when you read the text in the Torah, there would be no end to it. Noach would be in the Teva. Who knows how long? All of a sudden, the Torah says Hashem all of a sudden remembered Noach. The sound in the Torah that Hashem forgot about Noach. He is inside the ark with all the animals going to the Atlantic. It says, what's going to be the end? Nobody knows. All of a sudden, Torah says Hashem reminded himself about Noach. And he reminded himself about the animals, and then the water started to go down. Until that moment, Hashem remembered Noach. The water gushing up from downstairs, from upstairs, coming down. Until Hashem remembered himself. Says the Gemara in one version, what do you mean Hashem remembered himself? Hashem remember that Noach is feeding the animals. What does that mean exactly? Hashem did not know that Noach is inside. Of course Noach knows inside. So Hashem has to remind himself that Noach is inside the Teva, and then he's going to stop the flood. It's because Noach feeds the animals. And then, I'll tell you back and forth. The Mabul finished. Noach comes out. So on the way in, he brought himself some branches from fig and from vineyard. He planted it. Satan comes, the Gemara says, and blossoms right away the grapes, and he squeezed it, and Noach got drunk. Got drunk, and his son, his grandson, came over and did something bad to him. Finish with the history. No more Noach. Rosh Hashanah, we say his name. Hashem remembered him. What happened? Is it Tzaddik? Somebody got a title from Hashem Tzaddik. All of a sudden finished. So called with the bad information about him. He got drunk. Forget about it. What happened to Tzaddik? Yishar Damar, the Gemara says Hashem calls him a farmer. First he was Ish Tzaddik, he was holy, now he's a farmer. And what did he do? He did nothing. So he brought the bench. So what? So he got drunk. Okay, so he got drunk. It happened. It happened. So somebody got drunk. It's not the end of the world. Nevertheless, no more Noah. Come to Gemara and tells us a story. In time, that's how the story starts. In time of Adam HaRishon, the mouse and the cat were partners as serving Adam HaRishon. One day, the mouse came and told Adam HaRishon, I want to kill the cat. He is a thief. Adam HaRishon told the mouse, since you said Lashon Hara about the cat, you deserve death. Immediately, the cat jumped on him and killed him and ate him. Didn't eat him the whole thing, a piece of it. The rest he gave to his family. Comes the Gemara when was the march into the Ark of Noah. Or marching animals. So the cat was marching with his spouse, and the mouse with his spouse. And the cat tells his spouse, "You see this creature in front of me? when I was a little boy, thousands of years, my father gave me a piece of this guy. The mouse heard it, ran into the teva, got inside the teva, and the cat was chasing him. So he went in, he went under the floor, and the cat tried to bite him. He couldn't, but the cat was able to scratch his lip. Was bleeding. The cat left. The mouse went to Noach and told Noach, "Look, I'm bleeding." So Noach told the mouse, "I tell you, I can sue it. I can sue it for you. But I need from you to bring me a hair from the cat's mustache. You call it wasp or something?
Whisker.
Huh?
Whisker.
Whisker." So the Gemara says that the mouse went to the cat was sleeping, and he took comes the Gemara and says, "Now I want to explain to you something." It says, "Noach ish tzadik." Tzadik means nothing. Tzadik means that you do a lot of kindness and mercy to others. When you give a title to somebody, tzadik means nothing. Tzadik means oset zakot. David HaMelech says, if you want to know the opposite of a wicked man, David HaMelech says, you know what a wicked man is? He takes a loan and doesn't pay the loan. Tzadik honen venoten. Tzadik is the opposite of a wicked, right? And so what's the difference between wicked and tzadik? Rasha takes, tzadik gives. That's it. Look, when Hashem says in the Torah, Noach is tzadik tamim, the description of tzadik is not to call him holy. The word tzaddik contains ma'asim tovim, that you do good things. And what you tell me about Noach? I tell you what about Noach. Even though this mouse deserves that his lip should be cut because of the lashon hara of his grandfather, and the Gemara says all the mice are wicked. The Gemara says mice, when they see that somebody has some food, they go call all the friends. Mouse says, the mice are wicked. He says, why the wicked? Maybe the nice people, the nice creatures, they call the friends. Mouse says, no. That's Lashon Hara, to go and tell all the other mice, look, there's food over there in that house, let's go over there. That's Lashon Hara. He says, that's the same Lashon Hara that the first mouse said to Adam Lashon about the cat. He says, the cat is a thief. The cat is not a thief. You miss the Lashon Hara. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara and says that Noach told the mouse, I'm going to sew for you your lip, because this is the concept of Noach is tzaddik, the Gemara says. So if you, the Gemara says, you think tzaddik means holy, it doesn't mean nothing, not holy. Tzaddik means does kindness, does tzedakah, that's called, then you earn this title. Says the Gemara, I tell you now, the other person that got this title is Yosef. Because Yosef fed his family when they came down to Egypt, even though he had the right not to feed them. Like Noah had the right not to take care of this mouse, Yosef did not have to take care of his brothers. They didn't behave. The Torah says Yosef fed them and gave them food and took care of them. As the Gemara said, only two people in the world got the title tzaddik, Noah and Yosef. It's because both of them did tzedakah, both of them did certain kindness to the one that doesn't deserve kindness. Come to the Master, I want to explain to you something. When Hashem created this world, so Hashem discussed with his humbleness with the angels, should I create mankind? The Gemara says a few groups of angels said yes, a few said no. The one that said no, they said the man is always going to fight and he's a liar. The one that said yes, they said two things about man. They're always going to do be kind, they're going to do gunut chasadim, and they give tzedakah. So the Gemara says Hashem made his decision and created mankind. Even though sounds that was like 50-50, part of the angel said yes, part of the not. So I took Hashem took it for granted and said, since the man Oseh tzedakot, he'll do tzedakah, and he'll do gmilut chasadim, will help each other, I'll create them. He comes to Torah and says, okay, now look. Torah says, Hashem said, I have to destroy the world. People don't behave. Yeah. But Hashem did not come yet with a verdict. Come to Torah and say, okay, so, El Tolot Noach Noach is tzaddik. Kumar says, you know what? Let me tell you something about Noach. He's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. Tzaddik means that Noach does good things. Kumar says, what does Noach do? Kumar says, let me tell you what is it about Noach that nobody else had. Two things. Kumar says, the first thing, the time of Noach, people lived almost 1,000 years. So after a few hundred years, father used to come to the son and he said, listen, I want to retire. And I don't want to work anymore and not be a farmer. Would you support me? The Gemara says, every person said, no. I'm not going to support you, I have to support myself. The Gemara says, Noach was the first one. Then his father came and asked him, would you support me? He said, definitely. I said, I would support also your father and your grandfather and your great grandfather. I would support everybody. The second thing, said the Gemara, and Noach invented the plow. But he didn't make a patent out of it. He gave it to everybody. It had already metal. And Noach, with his wisdom, decided not to make a plow. He says, he, from the first moment, was just thinking about others, not about himself. He was going to support the whole family. No one else wants support. And he's going to invent something for the world, for the farmers to be easy. Actually, the Gemara says, if you follow the creation of this world, everything Hashem created in the 6 days was not for itself. For example, first day Hashem created light. Who is going to have a benefit? Somebody else from the light. Not the light. Light itself doesn't have from it. The second day Hashem created Rakia, a separation from man. Does it have anything for itself? No. The third day, Hashem said, earth should produce grass and fruit. For earth? Earth should not have anything for money. It's for others. Wednesday, Hashem made the sun and the moon and the star. It's for themselves? They got nothing. The robots. Thursday, Hashem created fish, whales. Hashem created birds. For themselves? No. For us. Friday, Hashem created all the animals. For themselves? No. For us. Hashem created mankind also for others. This is nothing for yourself. And Noach achieved it. Noach, the Gemara says, when he was born, his father understood who he is. And he said his real name was Menachem, the Gemara said, but he called him Noach, shouldn't have Ayin Hara. The Gemara says his real name is Menachem. He says, this is going to comfort us from the curse of Adam HaRishon. He says, why? Because he doesn't think about himself. He thinks about others. Adam HaRishon thought about himself. He didn't think about others. He says, the creation is on others, like Hashem. Hashem, nothing can do anything for Hashem, he doesn't know anything. Mankind was created for the same purpose for others. That's what Be'akiva says, HaKamocha, Kalkeva Torah. And he says, what does it mean? He says, you weren't born for yourself. You were born to do things for others. That's your job in this world. And this Noach achieved it. As Torah says, okay, now I tell you, Noach Matzachem Ben Hashem, Hashem loves Noach. He says, why? Because Noach does for others. Okay. Here comes Hashem and gives a description of Tzadik to Noach. He says, Noach, I want to explain to you something. You Tzadik. He says, why are you telling me I'm Tzadik? What? I tell you for a reason. The destruction of this world that's coming is because people are the opposite of Tzadik. Tzadik gives, and the people take. As the Gemara says, Kimalaretz Hamas, the whole universe is full of theft. It says, theft is not so bad. But theft is the opposite of creation. Creation is to give. And you take. That's the problem in life. That's Hashem. The Gemara says, Hashem goes to Noach and says, Mr. Noach, you tzaddik, which means you are the one that's giving. You wanted to support your family, your father, your grandfather. You invented the plow for the people, not for yourself. Nevertheless, the rest of the world is nothing. This I'm going to destroy everything. I'm going to destroy everything. Because the Gemara says Hashem said to himself in the text, Hashem said, you know what? Now I see the angels that told me, do not create mankind, all right. This is why Hashem has to say that. Who cares? So the Gemara says that's what it means. It means the reason why Hashem did create us is to do Ma'asim Tovim. And if you don't do Ma'asim Tovim, then Hashem would not have created us. Because part of the angel said, don't create this mind, the mankind. The man is a liar. The man is having fights all the time. So Chachamim say that what Hashem wants us to understand. The purpose of the world is for others. Now, stealing theft, the Gemara says, is the worst. Because the opposite of creation. And the Gemara says also, Zdom v'amora, just in 2 weeks, Zdom v'amora, Hashem destroys Zdom v'amora. And it is because of theft. Because of less of kindness. And over there, Torah says, Hashem talks to himself and he said, I love Avram, I love Avram. Because Avram is going to teach his children to do tzedakah. Is it not because tzedakah is extra? Because the world stands. Olam chesed ibanim. The world was created, man was created, just for that purpose. If you don't fulfill that purpose, if you think about yourself, so that's what I said. I don't steal major thing. Still here, still there. It means stealing is the opposite of giving. Rabbi Amir says you should know that's the secret. Rasha takes, tzaddik gives. That's it. Talmud Torah describes the Mabul. And it says, all of a sudden Hashem remember Noah. What does remember Noah? Hashem, you know Noah. No. Hashem says this. Noah, look, Hashem he tells Noah like this in his face. Atat tzaddik. He says, you know what Hashem tells him? Not that he is holy. That you are going to be saved because you do Ma'asim Tovim. And since the Gemara says the angels in Shamayim did not like Noah so much because Noah, the Gemara says in one way, was not 100% in honesty. Hashem tells Noah, listen, in order for you to survive and not to be banished with the world, you have to continue now in this time to be tzaddik. What do you mean tzaddik? You have to take care of certain things, nothing to do for you, nothing. You get no benefit from it. It's going to be very hard for you, very embarrassing for you, but what you do is for others. Therefore, Hashem tells him, listen, in the same sentence, Hashem tells him, tzaddik. Hashem tells him, you need to go and get all the animals and get all the food and bring it into the Teva, and you can have no day, no night. The Gemara says some animals eat at night, some animals eat at daytime, some animals eat lunchtime. And it says Noach had to run and jump from room to room, from shelf to shelf to give food to the animals. This is why? Because the concept of Noach that he will survive from that bad destruction is only by doing kindness and good thing. He has no way to do for the animals. Doesn't matter. As long as you can save yourself by doing something for yourself. You can save yourself only if you do it for others. As long as you do it for others, you'll be saved. And that's what the Torah describes. Let's go, look at Noach. Says the Torah, Noach is in the Teva, running around. And the Mabul is outside. Mabul doesn't seem to stop. All of a sudden, the Torah says, Hashem is going to remember Noach. And at that moment, the flood will stop. And he says, what has to do with this? And he says, Hashem remembers Noach, it means, since Noach is a tzaddik, so Hashem remembers that now, for the last few months, Noach is, not too many months, two months now, Noach is running in the Teva, feeds the animals. That's what Hashem says, oh, now I remember Noach, why I saved Noach. I saved Noach because Noach is a tzaddik. Tzaddik doesn't mean tzaddik. Tzaddik means that he does good things. He still does it in the Teva. Therefore, started the Mabul. That's the description of Torah. So the Mabul stopped not because Noach is in the Teva, not because it's Tzaddik. Because he fed animals. Not he fed animals, he had no time for himself for a second. That's the test. If you have time for yourself, it means you work for yourself. That's no good.
You can't survive because you're holy. Holy means do for others. And nobody else, animals, nothing. Can do nothing.
Here comes the Torah and comes the Gemara and explain to us, look what happened.
Noah one day was late to give the lion food. He came to the lion punched him, and Noah started bleeding, and he became crippled. I says, what did they do? What did you do? It was just a message that there is no such thing to survive tragedies unless you devote yourself completely 100% for others. Must be the Noah, he was delayed because of something that was not necessary or was not a good excuse. And then he came to the lion hit him. And said, your job is for me. I don't care what you think, but you're not for yourself. Comes the Gemara and says, look what's going to happen. Noah comes out of the Teva. When he went inside the Teva, he brought himself a branches of fig tree and vineyard. So he planted it outside. And the Gemara says, Satan came and told Noah, you like wine? I can help you. I can tell you what to do to speed the process. And the grapes will have, the vineyard will produce grapes right away, and excuse me, right away he had it, and he got drunk. The mother says, his son, grandson, came, did something bad to him, couldn't have any more children. Says the Gemara two things. First of all, the Gemara says that this guy, Noah, he brought these vineyard branches and the fig branches into the Teva because, you know, when he comes out of the Teva, he wants to have wine. I said, excuse me, Rabbi Noah, forgive me. Your task and your role model for the world that you don't think about yourself. Who asked you or gave permission to bring branches into the Teva? Because for yourself, because you want wine? No. Secondly, comes the Gemara and says, and Noach came out of the Teva, he said, I have to have another child. I have three children, and now I'm 601, and I need somebody to help me. I'm gonna, Bezat Hashem, I'll get married to my wife, and I'll have another son. Be my servant. The Gemara says me, you don't have children to help you. You're not here to use your children. You're here to opposite, to help your children. You, Mr. Noach, the reason why Hashem saved you from the Mabul was because you're supposed to be a role model to the world that you're not for yourself. Like Hashem is not for himself. Like the whole creation, Hashem created not for the creation, just for others. You're supposed to be the same thing. So what do you mean you want to have a fourth child, so you should be your servant? What do you mean? You want to use something for yourself? The opposite. You're supposed to help him, not his children. So therefore, Torah describes what happened to Noah, erased from the history. It says the role model of Noah is not that he was a tzaddik, it's not tzaddik. Not he's not tzaddik because he drinks, no, it's not tzaddik. Tzaddik doesn't mean holy. Tzaddik means do good things. It says do good things for others without expecting any reward, and to the ones that you don't think, or Hashem doesn't even think that they deserve any help from you. And that's why Noah was granted with life. As it's called, Kimet Noah, Hashem remembers Noah. And says if you move from that thing, a little thing to the side, it means you no more Noah. You're not Yishadama. And the Torah says, Noah, you lost your title. You're not saying, of course I'm tzaddik. No. Tzaddik doesn't mean holy. Tzaddik means do for others. You're here to do for yourself. You brought it in the Teva because you want to have wine. And it says, that's not what Hashem wants. That's what the Zohar says. Parashat Noach is after the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Rabba. It says, to survive any Chas Shalom, bad things can happen to a person. I say you have to devote yourself to do things for others, but no benefit for yourself.
Let Chachamim say that Zohar says, Ari says, Moshe Rabbeinu Gilgul Noach. Moshe Rabbeinu is the same thing as Noach. I says, what do you know about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe says, Moshe Rabbeinu had nothing for himself. Zero. The Gemara says, Moshe was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the Mashiach, the leader from Israel, because once, while he was a shepherd, he saw like a sheep running. He ran after the sheep, and the sheep ran to a little spring and drank water. Moshe told the sheep, I didn't know you're thirsty, forgive me. And he picked up the sheep and carried the sheep back on his back. And then the Gemara says, what was before, when Moshe was a kid, he went outside, helped the Jews carrying bricks and cement in the slavery. And then the Gemara says, the whole time with Am Yisrael, constantly never went home. As the Gemara says, he left his wife. One of the reasons the Gemara says he left his wife, and it says because he has to be devoted to Hashem, to Am Yisrael all the time. He has to be prepared, he has to be ready. So the Zohar says that's what it means. Moshe comes to fix that damage that was done by Noah at the end of his life. He became Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what Chachamim said, Rambam writes, everybody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Person can reach that level. Can reach Moshe Rabbeinu? How can you mean? I said, you don't understand. It's not the mitzvot. The mitzvot are the tool to reach that level. It's not for yourself. That's the power of the mitzvot. Says the Rambam, the Rambam, Hashem doesn't care less. You do mitzvah, you don't do mitzvah. If you don't do mitzvah, it means you don't want to get to the level. The level that Hashem wants you to get is to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, Moshe is called Moshe Rabbeinu. Anybody taught us the Torah. Of course, he taught the Torah. But the Torah is not the purpose. The Torah is just a diving board to reach, or escalator, to reach that level that the person should know his task is for all the Torah Kamocha, and Moshe Kamaba Amen.
Amen.